The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 10, text number 9, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on April 24th, 2018, in Vilnius, Lithuania.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om Namo Bhagavate
Machchita madgata prana.
Machchita madgata prana.
Bodhayanta parasparam.
Bodhayanta parasparam.
Katayantascha man nityam.
Katayantascha man nityam.
Tashyanta charamanticha.
Tashyanta charamanticha.
Translation and purport. By His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada.
Srila Prabhupada, vertemas ir komentaras.
The thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me. Their lives are fully devoted to my service, and they derive great satisfaction and bliss from always enlightening one another and conversing about me. Purport. Pure devotees, whose characteristics are mentioned here, engage themselves fully in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Their minds cannot be diverted from the lotus feet of Krishna. Their talks are solely on the transcendental subjects. The symptoms of the pure devotees are described in this verse specifically. Devotees of the Supreme Lord are 24 hours daily engaged in glorifying the qualities and pastimes of the Supreme Lord. Their hearts and souls are constantly submerged in Krishna, and they take pleasure in discussing Him with the other devotees. In the preliminary stage of devotional service, they relish the transcendental pleasure from the service itself, and in the mature stage, they are actually situated in love of God. Once situated in that transcendental position, they can relish the highest perfection which is exhibited by the Lord in His abode. Lord Chaitanya likens transcendental devotional service to the sowing of a seed in the heart of a living entity. There are innumerable living entities traveling throughout the different planets of the universe, and out of them there are a few who are fortunate enough to meet a pure devotee and get the chance to understand devotional service. This devotional service is just like a seed, and if it is sown in the heart of a living entity, and if he goes on hearing and chanting,
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
that seed fructifies just as the seed of a tree fructifies with regular watering. The spiritual plant of devotional service gradually grows and grows until it penetrates the coverings of the material universe and enters into the Brahmajyoti effulgence in the spiritual sky. In the spiritual sky also, that plant grows more and more until it reaches the highest planet, which is called Goloka Vrindavan, the supreme planet of Krishna. Ultimately, the plant takes shelter under the lotus feet of Krishna and rests there. Gradually, as the plant grows fruits and flowers, that plant of devotional service also produces fruits, and the watering process in the form of chanting and hearing goes on. This plant of devotional service is fully described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila, chapter 19. It is explained there that when the complete plant takes shelter under the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, one becomes fully absorbed in love of God. Then he cannot live even for a moment without being in contact with the Supreme Lord, just as a fish cannot live without water. In such a state, the devotee actually attains the transcendental qualities in contact with the Supreme Lord. The Srimad Bhagavatam is also full of such narrations about the relationship between the Supreme Lord and his devotees. Therefore, the Srimad Bhagavatam is very dear to the devotees. As stated in the Bhagavatam itself, 12.13.18, Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam Yad Vaishnavanam Priyam. In this narration, there is nothing about material activities, economic development, sense gratification, or liberation. Srimad Bhagavatam is the only narration in which the transcendental nature of the Supreme Lord and his devotees is fully described. Thus, the realized souls in Krishna consciousness take continual pleasure in hearing such transcendental literatures, just as a young boy and girl take pleasure in association. This verse is indeed wonderful.
Taigi, tai išties labai nuostabus posmas.
The thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me. Their lives are fully devoted to my service, and they derive great satisfaction and bliss from always enlightening one another and conversing about me.
Mano tyri bhaktai mintimis pasinėrė į mane. Visas jų gyvenimas paskirtas tarnauti man. Jie patiria didžiulį pasitenkinimą ir palaimą, nuolat šviesdami vienas kitą ir kalbėdami apie mane.
So Krishna is giving us a definition of what a devotee is.
Taigi Krishna apibūdina, kas yra bhaktas.
This is what a devotee, this is how the devotee thinks, this is how he speaks.
Štai kaip jisai mąsto, ką jisai kalba.
So we can judge, each one of us can judge how much we are actually devotees.
Taigi patys galime įvertinti, kiek mes esame bhaktis pagal šitą
dokumentą. Are we always thinking about Krishna?
Ar mes visą laiką mąstome apie Krishna?
Are we fully devoted to his service at every minute?
Ar kiekvieną akimirką pasišventę jo tarnystei?
Are we always deriving great bliss and satisfaction by enlightening each other and talking about Krishna?
Ar juntame visą laiką didžiausią pasitenkinimą, kai kalbamės vienas su kitu ir pasakom apie Krishna?
We can judge our own advancement or lack of advancement just by how much we line up with this verse, you see.
Taigi, remdamiesi šitą posmą, galime visi labai akivaizdžiai įvertinti, kiek esame pažengę ar nepažengę.
Here's the real point.
Štai kur labai svarbu.
The more you can actually manifest this mentality and this sort of activity, the more you relish the bliss.
Kuo labiau jūs apreiškia tokią mąstyseną, tuo didesnę palaimą jūs jaučiate.
The more you can think about Krishna, and the more you can talk about Krishna.
Kuo daugiau mąstote apie Krishna, tuo daugiau galite kalbėti apie jį.
The more you'll be swimming in an ocean of bliss.
Tuo daugiau jūs plaukysite šitame palaimos vandenyne.
So, don't miss the bliss.
Taigi, nepraleiskite palaimos.
You see? We have to be intelligent not to miss out on this bliss.
Nebūkite žiopliai, nepraleiskite šitos palaimos.
By letting our minds wander here and there, there's so many mundane things.
Jeigu paleisite protą blaškytis po visą vasatą, po visomis nesąmonėmis.
Talking so much prajalpa, you see.
Ir leisite pliurpti visokiamis prajalpomis.
Unnecessary talks.
Tai yra bereikalingais pokalbiais.
We should learn how to always think about Krishna and how to always talk about Krishna.
Turime išmokti, kaip visada mąstyti apie Krishna, visada kalbėti apie jį.
Krishna katha.
Tai vadinasi Krishna katha.
The topics of Krishna.
Pasakojama apie Krishna.
What's so special about these topics?
Tai kas tokio ypatingo šitose pasakojimuose?
Actually, they are absolute.
Vienas labai svarbus niuansas, jie absoliutus.
Because Krishna and the topics of Krishna are one and the same.
Nes Krishna ir pasakojama apie jį nesiskiria vienas nuo kito.
As soon as you talk about Krishna and hear about Krishna,
kai tik tai pradeda pasakoti jį, klausytis apie jį,
you are with Krishna.
Jūs ir esate su Krishna.
Krishna becomes fully present.
Krishna betarpiškai yra čia.
We think about him, we talk about him.
Mes mąstom apie jį, kalbam apie jį.
Someone might ask, well, what's the advantage of being in Krishna's presence?
Kažkas galėtų nusistebėti, nu tai kas čia tokio būti su Krishna.
This is our original nature.
Bet tai yra mūsų pirminė prigimtis.
We are actually souls from Krishna's abode.
Mes visi esame sielos iš Krishnos buveinės.
We're actually his eternal servants.
Mes jo amžini tarnai.
Jivarasva rupahai Krishnara Nitya Das. The constitutional position of each and every living entity is that he is the eternal servant of Krishna.
Kiekvienos gyvosios esybės prigimtinis būvis yra amžina Krishnos tarnaitė.
So Papa gives a wonderful example. I just love this example he gives.
Krishna Šila Prabhupada pateikė tiesiog nuostabų pavyzdį, man jis labai patinka.
The fish and the water.
Tai yra žuvis ir vanduo.
Krishna is the water.
Krishna yra tarsi vanduo.
And we are the fish.
O mes tarsi tie kilbukai.
So is it unnatural for a fish to be in the water?
Argi žuviai nėra natūralu būti vandenyje?
No, the fish is quite at home in the water.
O, žuviai vandenėlis, tai tikras gyvenimas.
Very good, he's swimming around.
Jinai murgdasi tenai patenkinta.
He's completely at home in the water, you see.
Jinai jaučiasi tiesiog namie.
If you pull him out of the water and put him on the land,
bet jeigu ištrauksite ją iš vandens ir patenkinsite ant sausumo,
he can't even breathe.
Jei jinai net nesugebės kvėpuoti.
So everyone squeeze forward, we have more devotees coming.
Taigi, daugiau baktų artėja, jau
artėja
ir dar artėja. Tai prašom,
we have more devotees squeezing in the hall out there. Yeah.
Kad nereiktų baktam kiboti ir palangės.
Everybody squeeze in.
Okay.
Packed up tightly,
isn't it? Švelniau, liestis prie baktų labai.
Let these other devotees come in. Let them come into the ocean, we can swim with us in the ocean.
Taigi, nerkit, tie, kurie koridorių irgi nerkit vidum, šitą palaimos vandenyną.
So, therefore, Krishna Katha is simply wonderful.
Taigi, dėl to Krishna Katha pasakoma apie Krishna, tai yra tiesiog nuostabu.
We can think about his amazing pastimes.
Mes galime prisiminti tos nuostabius žaidimus.
How he danced on the hoods of Kaliya serpent.
Kaip, pavyzdžiui, jis iššoko ant Kalijos gobtuvo.
How he whirled that Dainakasura and threw him on the treetop.
Padarė tokį Dainakasuros svaidymo čempionatą.
How he went inside that big snake, Akasur.
Įžengė į milžinišką smauglį Akasur.
He expanded himself.
Padidėjo be galo.
And see, all these amazing pastimes.
Visi šitie nuostabūs žaidimai.
But they speak of, you know, herding the cows and the girlfriends.
Kai jau kalbėti apie karvučių ganimą arba šokius su piemenaitėmis.
This is amazing stuff.
Tiesiog nepaprastai pasakojame.
Actually, you know, we're all from the spiritual world.
Iš tikrųjų, mes visi iš dvasinio pasaulio.
So it's natural that if one actually tunes in to Krishna.
Taigi, tai yra labai natūralu, kai žmogus prisijungia prie Krishnos.
He get turned on.
Jisai įsijungia.
It actually, the more you tune into Krishna, it turns on your actual eternal blissful nature.
Kuo daugiau jūs susijęte save su Krishna, tuo daugiau atsiskleidžia jūsų tikroji prigimtis.
And the automatic result is you bliss out.
Ir kokia natūrali pasekmė, jūs tiesiog jaučiate daugiau
malonės. We have a saying, it's called tune in, turn on, and bliss out.
Tai yra toksai išsireiškimas, neverčiamas į lietuvių kalbą.
Because when you tune into Krishna,
kai įsijungiate į Krishnos sąmonį,
it turns on your actual nature, which is Satchit Ananda Vigraha.
Tai įjungia jūsų tikrąją prigimtį, tai yra Satchit Ananda Vigraha.
And once you turn on that eternal, blissful, knowledgeable nature,
ir kai jūs įjungiate šitą amžiną, palaimingą prigimtį,
you're dancing in ecstasy at every minute.
Jūs kiekvieną akimirką strykčiojate palaimingai.
If you're sitting down and hearing a Bhagavad Gita class, your heart is dancing in ecstasy.
Net jeigu jūs sėdite ir klausotės Bhagavad Gitos paskaitą, jūsų širdis šokinėja iš džiaugsmo.
Our philosophy is to dance in ecstasy 24 hours a day.
Štai tokia mūsų filosofija, šokti 24 valandas per parą palaimingai.
If not physically,
jeigu ne
fiziškai
mūsų širdis, va, tai yra šoka.
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
Va, taip šoka mūsų širdis.
It's calling out to Krishna.
Šokdamasis Krishnas.
You see, the beauty of this process is,
šito proceso grožis štai kame.
The more you do it, the better you get.
Kuo daugiau tai daro, tuo geresnis rezultatas.
I mean, even in the material world.
Let's
say you want to learn how to play the guitar or something like that.
Pavyzdžiui, mokytis groti.
Let's say mridangą.
Paimsim geresnį pavyzdį.
In the beginning, you're not very good.
Pradžioje jūs ten balatuojat, nelabai gaunasi.
But you keep practicing.
Bet jeigu praktikuojat,
you get better and better and better, and there's no end to how good you can get.
Taigi jums sekasi vis geriau ir geriau. Nėra ribos jūsų gerumai.
Even the expert Vedanga players,
you see.
They, the more they practice, the better they get, you
see.
So devotional service is something like mudanga playing.
In the
beginning it's kind of awkward and clumsy.
When
you start to get the hang of it,
it
starts to happen naturally.
And
then it becomes more and more refined and more beautiful, more and more enlivening, more and more sublime. And then the ultimate, the final sentence in this purport is really, really something.
Wow, čia kažkas tokio.
Krishna consciousness is compared to a love affair between a boy and a girl.
Krishna sąmonė palyginamas su meilės santykis tarp jaunuolio ir merginos.
In the material world, this boy-girl thing is the ultimate, you know.
Materialiame pasaulyje tai yra visų santykių kulminacija, tai yra santykiai tarp merginos ir vaikino.
Romeo! Juliet, right? This boy-girl thing is, everyone's bending this boy-girl thing.
Visi buvo žaidė ir girdėjo apie tokią žaidimą.
So many songs, popular, million seller songs. She loves you, yeah.
Milijonai tiražų išplatintos dainos.
This boy-girl thing is considered the topmost, you see.
Šitas santykis tarp priešingų lyčių ir
laikomas
pačia kulminacija.
Those who actually are realizing Krishna consciousness.
Tai Prabhupada sako, tie, kurie iš tikrųjų patyrė Krishna sąmonę.
They take pleasure in hearing about Krishna.
Jie be galo džiaugiasi klausydamiesi apie Krishna.
It's like a boy likes being with a girl and a girl likes being with a boy.
Lygiai kaip jaunuolis mėgsta būti su mergina ir mergina su jaunuoliu.
Wow, it's amazing stuff, you know.
Nuostabus pavyzdys.
It's like, you know, some girl with a boyfriend, she's all on them, and, my boyfriend, my boyfriend.
Kaip mergina su jaunuoliu, jinai tiesiog apsalusi.
The boy thinks, my girlfriend, my girlfriend.
O jaunuolis galvoja apie, mano mergina.
But hearing about Krishna is like that.
Bet kai mes iš tikrųjų klausomės apie Krishna,
but it's even better.
Ir netgi geriau.
Because this boy-girl thing, it sometimes goes sour, you know.
Ne, šitas merginos ir vaikino santykis, jis po truputį skysta.
But this thing, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
Bet šitas,
It never goes sour.
Jis niekada nepakeičia savo skonio.
Jis sweeter and sweeter and sweeter.
Jis tampa vis saldesnis.
And you actually achieve spiritual qualities just by hearing about Krishna.
Taigi, tiesiog klausydamėsi apie Krishna, jūs įgyjate dvasinės savybės.
The soul is eternally youthful.
Siela iš prigimties yra amžinai jauna.
So the more you hear about Krishna, the more you become young.
Kuo daugiau klausotės apie Krishna, tuo labiau jaunesniu tampate.
This like I joined when I was 23.
Na, pavyzdžiui, aš prisijungiau prie judėjimo, kai man buvo 23.
But I still feel like a young man.
Bet aš vis dar jaučiuosi kaip jaunas.
Even though I'm 70 years old.
Nors man jau 70.
People think you don't look like you're 70.
Bet žmonės man sako, kad tu neatrodo kaip 70 metų.
I feel like a young man. Just
bet aš jaučiuosi
out
kaip jaunas.
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. See? So, do yourself a favor, ladies and gentlemen.
Taigi, ponai ir ponios, padarykite savo paslaugą.
Seriously cultivate Krishna consciousness.
Nuoširdžiai praktikuoti Krishna sąmonę.
The most intelligent thing you ever did in millions and billions of lifetimes.
Tai pats išmintingiausias sprendimas, ką jūs esate padarę per milijonus gyvenimų.
Don't waste your life running after this boy-girl pleasure.
Nešvaistykite savo gyvenimo blakstydami paskui kelnes ar sijonus.
Or the tongue pleasure.
Arba ten paskui liežuvio visokius kaprizus.
Or drugs or any kind of
sexualization. Nesąmonėm, kurios gali pasiūlyti jūs.
Don't waste your time.
Nešvaistykite savo laiką.
It's stupid.
Tai kvailystė.
It's damn foolish.
Tiesiog žioblas pasirinkimas.
Just awaken your actual nature.
Tiesiog pabudinkite savo tikrąją prigimtį.
Jivaras Rupahoi, Krishnera Nityadas. You're the eternal servant of Krishna.
Jūs visi amžini Krishnas tarnai.
As soon as you tune into that nature,
ir kai tik tai atgaivinsite šitą
prigimtį, then you're beginning your journey back to Krishna Loka.
Pradėsite savo kelionę atgal į Krishna.
Prabhupada gives a wonderful description here.
Prabhupada pateikė nuostabų pasakojimą čia savo komentare.
When you chant Hare Krishna,
kai jūs giedate Hare Krishna,
you're watering the seed of you're planting By hearing from the pure devotee, we've all heard Prabhupada's words, okay?
Tai mes klausėmės Šrilos Prabhupados žodžių. Taigi, kai jūs klausotės tyro bhakti žodžių.
So the seed of bhakti is planted in all of our hearts because we heard Prabhupada's words.
Mes gi girdėjom Prabhupados žodžius, taigi tyros bhakti augalėlio sėkla pasodinama mūsų širdyje.
Very, very powerful because they plant the seed of bhakti in the heart.
Šrilos Prabhupados žodžiai be galo galingi, nes jie pasodina tą sėklą mūsų širdyje.
So we then regularly water the seed of bhakti, which is planted by Prabhupada's mercy.
Taigi, kai Šrilos Prabhupados malonė tą sėklą pasodinta, jeigu mes reguliariai ją laistome.
By hearing about Krishna.
Klausydamiesi apie Krishna.
Chanting about Krishna.
Pasakodami apie
Krishna. Talking about Krishna.
Kartodami
Krishna. Bowing down to Krishna.
Lenkdamiesi ją.
Serving Krishna.
Tarnaudami
ją. Remembering Krishna.
Prisimindami ją.
Everything. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
Viskas tiesiog apie Krishna.
You see. Then what happens is you're watering that seed.
Kas atsitiks, jūs laistote šitą sėklą.
And that seed then begins to fructify.
Ir ta sėkla, jinai duoda vaisių.
And it actually pierces the coverings of the material universe.
Taigi, šitas augalėlis prakerta visatos dangalus.
Do you know how thick that covering is?
Ar kas nors bent nutuokite, kokio storio tie dangalai?
It's, if you were to look at the universe,
jeigu jūs pasižiūrėtumėte didžiau šitą visatą,
the open, it'd be like a huge thing, but the open space, there's a little tiny speck in the middle, just a little teeny weeny speck in the middle.
Mums atrodo, kad jinai milžiniška, bet iš tikrųjų tas kosminė erdvė, tai yra nedidelis, nedidelis lopinėlis visoje visatoje.
The coverings are inconceivably thick.
Tai yra, tie dangalai yra be galo stori.
So to you can never penetrate by any material means through those covers.
Jokiomis materialiomis priemonėmis pro jas neprasiskverbs.
There's no rocket ship. You can't even use a nuclear bomb to get through. They're so thin.
Nėra jokio kosminio laivo, su kurio prasiskverbtume, su atomine bomba, nes neprasprogdintume.
But simply by hearing about Krishna.
Bet tiesiog klausydamiesi apie Krishna.
Talking about Krishna.
Pasakodami apie jį.
Remembering Krishna.
Prisimindami jį.
You can penetrate those covers.
Jūs galite prasiskverbti pro šitos dangalus.
And once you get your first thing, you'll see the Brahma Jyoti.
Taigi pirmas, ką jūs pamatysite, prasiskverbę, tai bus Brahma Jyoti.
But you won't stop there.
Bet ten nesustojam.
Because there's no planet, you see, it's just in...
Brahma Jyoti nėra planeto.
It's a spiritual sky, but there's no planet.
Ten dvasinis dangus, bet nėra planeto.
It's like when you fly in an airplane.
Kaip, pavyzdžiui, skrendate lėktuvu.
You don't keep flying, you land eventually.
Jūsgi neplūduriat visą laiką.
So you can't land in the air, you have to land on a planet.
Jūs negalite nusileisti danguje, jūs nusileidžiate ant žemės.
So then once that living entity reaches the spiritual sky, he continues traveling to the Goloka Vrindavan planet.
Taigi, kai gyvoji esybė patenka į Brahma Jyoti, jinai nesistoja tenai, jinai skrieja toliau link Goloka Vrindavanas.
And there he takes shelter the lotus feet of Radha Krishna.
Ir tenai atranda prieglobstį prie Radha Krishnas lotosų pėdų.
So this process of hearing about Krishna, chanting about Krishna, this will take you all the way to Goloka Vrindavan, where you actually be there face to face, eye to eye with Radha and Krishna.
Taigi, va šitas klausimas ir kartojimo procesas sugebės jūs nugabėti tiesiai į Goloka Vrindavaną prie Radha ir Krishnas lotusinių pėdų.
That's our problem, this Krishna Gitalia.
Tai pažiūrėkit, kokia yra galinga ir įtakinga.
So take every opportunity and engage in Krishna Gita.
Taigi pasinaukite kiekvieną akimirką, kai tik tai yra galimybė klausytis Krishna.
I was a young brahmachari, I was on a traveling party with Vishnu Janaswami.
Kai dar buvau jaunas brahmacharis, keliavau sankirtano grupėje su Vishnu Janama.
There was another brahmachari, his name was, there was Sankarshan Das Brahmachari and Baba Bhutti Das Brahmachari.
Taigi buvo tokie du brahmachari.
So we two brahmacharis, we made a deal.
Taigi mes du brahmachari sudarėme sandorį.
During prasadam we will sit and talk about Krishna.
Prasado metu sėdėsime ir pasakosime apie Krishna vienas.
We were Krishna Katha buddies.
Taigi mes buvome tokie Krishna Katha.
And it was really nice, you know.
Tai buvo tikrai nuostabu.
We would sit and talk about Krishna during prasadam.
Taigi mes sėdėjom, pagerbėm prasadą ir pasakom apie
Krishna. But if you just read from the Krishna book, no. Or just read from the Gita, you know, we would share what we were reading. You know?
Mes tiesiog dalinomės to, ką skaitėme iš Krishnos knygos, iš Bhagavad Gita.
And it was so nice.
Tai buvo taip nuostabu.
I think that Baba Bhutti Prabhu, he's now disappeared. He went to the eastern side of India. What is that called? Eastern side? Very far eastern side? Way far eastern side?
Odisha?
Huh?
Myanmar?
I forget the name. Apart one of those east, far eastern provinces of India, he went there and did.
So many.
Huh?
There are so many.
I forget.
Odisha is
Manipur.
Manipur. I think it was Manipur. Anyway, May have been. He went to one of those provinces and opened up our movement over there.
Taigi, šitas baktas, jisai nukeliavo į pačius rytinius Indijos kampelius ir ten atidarė šventyklą.
He actually came to get me to take me with him, but I had my service in Atlanta, I couldn't go.
Ir jis iš tikrųjų netgi buvo atbėgęs, norėjo mane irgi nusitemti tenai, bet aš jau turėjau atsakingą.
But there was a very special relationship that we had.
Bet buvo labai nuostabų santykį, kuris mes turėjome.
Just because we were Krishna guitar buddies.
Dėl, kad mes kartu mėgom.
I can never forget my dear God brother Bhavabhuti Prabhu.
Niekada nepamiršiu savo brangaus brolio.
Because we would sit during prasadam and talk about Krishna.
Nes mes tiesiog prasado metu kalbėdavomės apie Krishna.
So this is how you develop intimacy.
Tokiu būdu jūs galite puoselėti artimumą vienas
kitam. They say intimacy, sexual intimacy.
Kažkas gali sakyti artimumas, tai va tik tai susijęs su seksualiniais.
But that is not intimacy.
Bet tai nėra.
That's the body.
Tai tiesiog kūniški.
You are not that body.
Jūs gi nesate šitas kūnas.
So the real intimacy is you find someone you can talk to, share about Krishna with that.
Tikrasis artimumas, tai kai jūs atradite tą, su kuriuo galite pasikalbėti apie Krishna.
Then you become truly intimate.
Tai tuomet jūs turite tikrai glaudžius santykius.
Becomes very ecstatic.
Nes tai labai ekstatiška.
So we have a few minutes left, but we can ask for some questions.
Mums liko dar kelios minutės, gal kas turi kokį klausimėlį?
Yes.
Norėjau paklausti, kaip sustabdyti save nuo klausimosi pradžalbos ir kaip nustoti, kad kaip pradžalbų, kai jau pradėjai kalbėti. Toks skonis yra tam, tai kad visi nori sustoti. How to stop yourself from hearing pradžalbą and from speaking pradžalbą, because in our level, in my level, I have so much taste for speaking and hearing this pradžalbą. So how we can stop?
Here's an easy way to do it. Just pick up a book.
Labai paprasta. Paimi knygą.
Take one of Prabhupada's books and just start reading.
Paimi vieną. Turim omeny Prabhupada's knygą. Paimi vieną Prabhupada's knygą ir garsiai skaitai.
It's very simple. You say the Srimad Bhagavatam is full of such narrations about the relationship between the Supreme Lord and His devotees.
Tai Srimad Bhagavatam yra sklidinas pasakojimas, tokių pasakojimų apie viešpatį Krishna.
Take up the book and read to the other devotees from the book.
Taigi paimk knygą ir skaityk ją kitiems bhaktams.
And immediately elevate the whole mood of the room.
Tai iš karto pasikeis visa aplinka kambaryje.
I was doing that even in the car when we were coming. I was reading from Krishna book to the Braja Kishore.
Taigi va, mes su Braja Kishore tai praktikavom, kai važiavom čia, nes jau skaičiau iš Krishna's
knygos. Reading about Kaliya, the servant being subdued by Krishna.
Apie gyvatę Kaliya.
So it's not difficult.
Tikrai nesudėtinga.
Pick up a book and start reading out loud and talk about what you're reading.
Paimk knygą, garsiai skaityk, pasakok.
Anybody can share their realizations about that thing.
Ir galima pasidalinti įžvalgomis, kurios.
And pretty soon it becomes a habit. You just start doing it automatically.
Ir galiausiai tai taps tiesiog įpročiu, ką darysite savaime.
Next.
Dar kas nors?
Sometimes different comparisons are given. Like sometimes it is said that bhakti has to be planted as a seed, and
bhakti has to be
planted as a seed.
Yeah, bhakti is a, yeah. This will be sadhya.
Sometimes it is said that bhakti is eternal in our soul, and it has to be awakened.
Both things are true.
What is? Yeah. I'll translate in the beginning.
Yeah.
Kartais yra tokie šiek tiek skirtingas palyginimai duodami, kad bhakti yra tarsi sėkla, kurią turi kažkas pasodinti, o kartais sakoma, kad bhakti yra amžinas dalykas sieloje ir jinai turi būti pažadinta.
Tai jie būtų tiekiai neteisingi.
The seed is a simile.
Sėkla tai yra simbolis.
The fact is you already have it in your heart. That's it.
Ta prasme, kad ja, jūs iš tikrųjų jau turite savo širdyje.
But the seed is a simile that matches many of the points. Simile is good if many of the points match the actual fact.
Palyginimas.
Palyginimas.
Jo. Tai yra palyginimas. Sėkla tai yra kaip palyginimas.
So technically, you don't have to plant bhakti in your heart.
Tai yra, jeigu žiūrint iš techninės pusės, tai bhakti nereikia sudėti.
It's already there.
Jinai jau yra jūsų širdyje.
But it's sometimes compared to planting a seed.
Bet kartais taip palyginama kaip sėklos sodinimas.
Because the seed to make this simile very accurate, we can say that the seed is what actually stimulates the awakening of what's already there.
Tai yra sėktos pasodinimas, tai galėtume suprasti, tai pažadinti tai, kas jau ten yra.
We say, know who you are and be who you are.
Taigi mes sakome, būk tuo, ko iš tikrųjų esi.
One time I was at the airport in Fiji.
Kartą buvau oro uoste Fiji.
Getting ready to board the plane, there's like 300 people hanging around getting ready to get on the airplane.
Tai ten aplinkui šlaistėsi 300 žmonių ir kaip pasiruošė.
Midnight.
Tai buvo vidurnaktis.
Getting ready for a flight to Los Angeles.
Ir mes laukėme skrydžio į Los Angelą.
And one atheist came, he saw, here's a Hare Krishna. He says, I'm going to get that Hare Krishna.
Ir vienam ateistui nebuvo kareitis, pamatė, aha, Hare Krishna, tuoj mes jį sudarosim.
He came up to me and he said, what's your philosophy?
Jis priejo prie manęs ir paklausė, kokia jūsų filosofija?
Smash it, yeah, I could just see it.
Taip jau jį planavo, sukriškinsiu.
So I said, know who you are and be who you are.
Taigi, žino, ir aš pasakiau žinoti, kas esi ir būti, kuo esi.
And he couldn't say a word.
Ir jam buvo nokdaunas.
I was saying that they're talking about seed. But the bhakti is there. It's in a seed form, like a seed inside the seed. The seed is there, the plant is there.
Taigi, mes kalbame apie sėklą, tai yra bhakti, yra širdy, ir jinai sėklos pavidalu.
It has to come out. It has to sprout.
Tai yra, sėkla turi, kaip čia, sudygti.
Yeah. That is the reason it's compared with the seed.
Štai dėl ko jinai yra sulyginama su to sėkla.
Technically the seed is already there.
Taigi, sėkla yra tenai.
But it needs to be activated.
Bet ją reikia, kaip žinia.
Sometimes it said the guru plants a seed in the heart.
Taigi, kartais yra sakoma, kad dvasinis mokytojas pasodina sėklą širdyje.
Which, in one sense, is true, but what he's actually doing, he's activating the seed that's already there.
Tai kaip ir teisingas išsireiškimas, bet iš tikrųjų, ką jisai padaro, jisai aktyvuoja tą sėklą.
But that activation is compared to planting a seed.
Bet tas vat aktyvavimas yra palyginamas su sėklos pasodinimu.
Next.
Kitas klausimas.
Ačiū už paskaitą, Guru Maharaj, norėjau paklausti pas jūs 50 metų praktiką didžiulę. Ką iš tos ilgos perspektyvos, ką jūs norėtumėt pabrėžti, tarkim, kur didžiausiai pavojai kilo ir jums asmeniškai kas buvo sunkiausia, toks nekuklus klausimas, kaip jums sekėsi su tais keturiais reguliuojančiais principais ir panašiai. Ar jie visą laiką taip ir...
Thank you very much for your class.
Ačiū labai.
And it says that you are practicing 50 years Krishna consciousness, yeah. Krishna consciousness, and maybe you can share something which you see the most important during these years, or maybe you can share the
most important to me this year.
No, no, during these 50 years. What
the
you
most
see
important in 50 years.
And also maybe the most the
That's
biggest.
Prabhupada. Well, it's Prabhupada is the most important. Yeah. Prabhupada ki
Prabhupada buvo pats svarbiausias. And maybe you can share some the biggest obstacles you had faced during these years and how
the biggest obstacle that all we all face is sex desire.
Taigi didžiausia kliūtis, tai yra ta kliūtis, su kuria mes visi susidurėm, tai yra lytinis troškimas.
But Prabhupada personally trained me how to get rid of sex desire.
Bet Prabhupada mane asmeniškai išmokė, kaip įveikti šitą.
And very powerful training gave me.
Ir jis davė man labai puikio apmokymą.
Basically, tell me, you want to be a preacher, successful preacher, you can't have, you have to be free from sex desire.
Ir jis pasakė, jeigu nori būti sėkmingas pamokslautas, turi išmokti nugalėti šitą lytinę.
He said, all material desires, zero.
Visi materialūs troškimai turi būti lygūs.
No sex desire.
Jokio lytinio troškimo.
No desire. No karma, jnana, all material desires finished, Prabhupada told me.
Šila Prabhupada nurodė man, turi pribaigti visus materialius troškimus.
And then he challenged me.
Ir jis netgi metė iššūkį.
He said, brother, you can be like that.
Ir jis pasakė man, metė iššūkį. Na, sugebėsi.
Prabhupada challenged me.
Taigi Prabhupada metė iššūkį.
So I had to say, yes, Prabhupada, I will be like that.
Ir aš pasakiau, taip, aš priėmiau tą iššūkį.
By his mercy, I was able to conquer it, you see.
Ir jo malonė sugebėjau.
You see, I'm strict brahmachari. Even in sexual, even in household life, I'm strict brahmachari.
30
years of household life, no sex.
40 metų šeimos žmogus ir 30.
So that's the biggest obstacle to sex pleasure, sex desire.
Yes.
Prabhupada empowered me to conquer over that ocean of sex desire. It's much, it's a really ecstatic thing to tell sex goodbye, you know.
Goodbye,
goodbye, Kamadev. Hello, Krishna. If you want to have Kamadev, see, Kamadev is, they say Cupid in the West, Kamadev.
He has this quiver full of arrows.
He has this thing full of arrows, and he goes around ping, ping.
He's doing strelinės su gausybė
strelių ir šaudo, ką tik tai netingi. Sometimes these brahmacharis get overwhelmed, you see.
Kartais į brahmacharius irgi patenka.
Brahmacharini. So you have to understand that we've been captivated by sex for millions and billions of lifetimes. Sometimes these kind of preachers even say it's okay to have illicit sex with your wife. I can't believe they're saying
it.
It's the duty of the spiritual master to train the disciples, brahmacharis, grihastas, everyone, how to become free from sex desire. That's his duty.
Vat štai iš tikrųjų, kokia yra dvasinio mokyto pareiga, išmokyti savo mokinius, tiek brahmacharius, tiek grihastas, atsikratyti lytinio tuštumo.
I'm convinced if I could give it up, anybody can give it up.
Ir aš esu 100% įsitikinęs, jeigu aš sugebėjau tai įveikti, jūs taip pat tai galite.
Because before I joined this movement, I was what they called a hippie.
Nes kai prisijungiau prie šiandien prieidėjimo, prieš tai aš buvau hippie.
And in the hippie movement, it was free sex everywhere.
Ir hippie judėjime neribota lytiniai santykiai.
If you're a hippie boy and a hippie girl, it's all you need to know. Sex, 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 sex.
Ir jeigu jūs hipaunas vyrukas ir hipauna mergaitė, tai su tuo požiūriu viskas aišku.
It was very wild.
Tai buvo laukinis gyvenimas.
But I conquered it completely by the mercy of Prabhupada.
Bet šios Prabhupados malonė, pavyko visiškai susiduro su tuo.
And I'm convinced if I give it up, anybody can give it up. Because I was very much disturbed by him. So that was the sex desire was the biggest obstacle, and Prabhupada's mercy I crossed over that. Next.
Lavrudev, conquering the sex desire, does it mean that it's conquered and that's it, or does it mean that it's going on all the time? Or to conquer the sex desire, does it mean that you've conquered over it and that's it, it's gone? Or is it just keep on letting it through every time it comes?
No, it actually grows, gradually goes away.
Can I translate, Lavrudev?
Yeah.
Klausimas buvo įveikti seksualinį troškimą, ar tai reiškia, kad jį reiškia visą laiką įveikinėti, kad jis ateina į tiesiog nekreip dėmesį jį, ar tai reiškia, kad įveikti jo nebelieka?
Actually, sex desire is, as long as you have a material body, there's a tendency for sex desire.
Iš tikrųjų, kol turite materialą kūną, vis išlieka galimybė tam lytiniam troškimui.
There's a great Vaishnava Acharya.
Jimunacharya,
Albandra of South India.
Albandra iš Pietų Indijos.
He was formerly a king.
Anksčiau jisai buvo karalius.
And Vedic kings had harems.
Beje, Vedų laikais karaliai turėdavo harems.
And they had sex with their wife, and all the harem girls also were their property for sex pleasure.
Taigi, sekso pramogoms ten problemų nebuvo. Jis ten turėjo galimybę ir su žmona, ir su tarnaitėmis.
So he gave it up and became a sadhu.
Ir jis metė visą tai ir tapo sadu.
And after doing that, he wrote very nice poetry.
Ir kai jis tapo sadu, jis parašė labai nuostabų posmą.
Yadavadi mamma cheta Krishna padara vinde Navanara sadamunyatarantumasit Tadavadi Bhattanari Sangame Smaryamane Bhavati Mukud Vishkaranushtivanamcha. Ever since I've been engaged in the transcendental loving service of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, relishing nava nava rasa, ever increasing taste in that service, whenever due to my previous activities the thought of sex pleasure enters my brain,
kai tik tai dėl mano praeities gyvenimo prisiminimai apie seksą išplaukdavo mano mintise,
my lips curl with this taste,
mano lūpas išsikreipė iš pasibjaurėjimo,
and I spit at the thought,
ir aš nusispjaunu.
So you devotee, even a great acharya, sometimes these thoughts may come to his brain.
Taigi matome ne tokio didžiojo acharyos pavyzdžio, kad tokios mintys kartais išplaukia jo mintise.
But you spit at him.
Bet jūs, kai tos mintys išplaukia, jis labai natūraliai nusispjauna.
But in your heart, you know.
Širdyje nusispjauna gyvenimą.
To be a good spitter.
Ir reikia būti geru spjaudytoju.
Spit at the damn thing.
Tai tiesiog...
Get out of here, you rascal. You damn rascal. Get the hell out of here. You know, you gotta be like that. Tough, gotta be a tough guy, you know.
Vat šitoje situacijoje leidžiama būti kietu vyruku.
You wanna realize the bliss of Krishna bhakti, you gotta be tough with your mind.
Jeigu norite patirti Krishna sąmonės palaimę, turi būti griežtas savo protui.
But actually it's pretty ecstatic to be a tough guy, you know.
Bet iš tikrųjų visai neblogai būti kietu vyruku proto atžvilgiu.
It's ecstatic, you know. It's called Goswami.
Tai vadinasi Goswamis.
Actually, you know what Rupa Goswami says?
Žinot, ką Rupa Goswami sako?
He says, and this is, Prabhupada gave this definition in one conversation.
Šilo Prabhupada tai patikė tokį apibrėžimą viename iš pokalbių.
He says, that person who can conquer his mind,
kuris gali pažaboti savo protą,
his words, his anger,
savo žodžius, savo pyktį,
his tongue, his belly and his genitals,
savo liežuvį, pilvą ir genitalis,
can make the whole world his disciples.
Jis gali visus žmones padaryti savo mokiniais.
That's powerful stuff, you see.
Tikrai galinga.
He can make the whole world Krishna conscious.
Jis gali visą pasaulį įtikinti.
That's how powerful he is.
Štai kokia galia jis pasižymi.
So when he becomes tough guy, you know, with a mind,
kas nors gali
these dirty thoughts, when he becomes tough and says no to Maya.
Kai žmogus gali tapti toksai kietas proto atžvilgiu, kai protas kiša visas šitas bjaurybės.
He becomes so powerful he can make the whole world Krishna conscious.
Jis tampa toks galingas, kad jis gali įtikinti visą pasaulį priimti Krishna sąmonę.
So it's worthwhile to get tough for yourself.
Taigi, visai neblogai būti tokiu kietu vyruku.
In the beginning, maybe a little tough.
Gal pradžiai bus nelengva.
But you'll get stronger the more you say no to Maya.
Tai raumenukai užaugs ir jūs pasidarysite stipresnis.
You have to be convinced to say no to Maya.
Jis turi būti turėti tvirtą įsitikinimą atsakyti ne.
Beginning, you're kind of wishy-washy. Well, I don't know.
Ne taip, kad aha, nu nežinau, ne, taip.
But if you put your faith in the words of Guru and Prabhupada and Krishna and say no to Maya,
turite būti labai griežti, laikytis Guru ir Krishnos nurodymo, Prabhupados nurodymo.
Each time you say no to Maya, you become more powerful.
Kiekvieną kartą, kai pasakote ne Maya, gaunate bonusą.
And here's the amazing thing.
Štai kas dar nuostabus.
When you fully become fixed in dedication to Guru and Krishna,
ir kai visiškai pasinčiuojate šią Guru ir Krishna,
Maya will not test you anymore.
Maya daugiau jūsų nebematys.
After you pass all of her tests,
kai visus tuos išbandymus įveiksit,
she'll say, congratulations.
Ir pasakys,
now I will help you in your service to Guru and Krishna.
Dabar jau tau padėsiu tarnauti Guru ir Krishna.
She won't test you anymore.
Daugiau išbandymų
nebebus. She is a pure devotee of Krishna.
Jinai irgi tyras Krishnos bhaktas.
But she has a duty to separate the wheat from the chaff, so to speak.
Bet jos pareiga atskirti piktžoles nuo naudingų dalykų.
And keep the nonsense away from Krishna.
Arba grūdus nuo pelų, kaip Kaune sako.
We're coming with material motives.
So you keep the nonsense away from
Krishna. When you pass all the tests,
kai išlaikysite visus
egzaminus,
Maya tada pradės padėti jums tarnystėje Krishnai.
Lila Shilka, sit up. Sit up. You should sit up, not like this in a lecture. Okay, next.
Dar kas nors?
Dublis, да?
So how to always be fixed in surrendering mood to your spiritual master?
Lietuviškai?
Kaip visą laiką būti įsitvirtinusiam, kaip mokytas sakė, atsidavimą dvasiniam mokytojui.
One has to understand the benefit of doing that.
Visų pirma, reikia suprasti, kuo tai naudinga.
When you fully surrender your spiritual master, Krishna becomes your personal property.
Kai jūs visiškai atsiduodate dvasiniam mokytojui, Krishna tampa jūsų asmeninėmis.
That person who owns and controls everything and all of existence becomes your personal property when you fully surrender your spiritual master.
Tas, kuriam priklauso viskas ir kuris valdo viską, tampa jūsų asmeninėmis, kai jūs atsiduodate dvasiniam mokytojui.
So when you have that philosophical understanding,
kai suprantate tai filosofiškai,
and you realize you're not there yet,
ir suprantat, aš dar netame lygyje.
Your mind's still a rascal running here, running there,
protas vis dar tas nenaudėlis, kuris blaškosi po visą visatą.
And what do you do?
Tai ką darote?
You beg.
Jūs maldaujate.
Prabhupada said, I am simply an insignificant beggar.
Kaip Prabhupada sakydavo, aš tiesiog yra varganas.
So if Prabhupada is a beggar, what is our position?
Ir jeigu Prabhupada yra elgeta, tai kas mes tokie?
So we have to be very good beggars.
Taigi turime būti labai geri elgetos.
You ever been approached by a beggar on the street?
Gal kada nors kreipėsi
elgeta? Begging, 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 begging.
Tai yra gatvėje, tai yra mes visą laiką maldaujame,
So the way to become fixed in Krishna consciousness.
Jeigu mes norime, kad Krishna sąmonė būtų.
Even though we're far from it right now.
Nors esame labai toli nuo to lygio.
Just keep begging for it.
Vis melskime šitos malonės.
Krishna, my dear Radha, my dear Krishna, please bless me with pure bhakti.
Prašau, mano brangus Krishna, brangi Radha, palaiminkite mane.
We have a special prayer for that even.
Mes netgi turime ypatingą maldą šia linkme.
Coming from Lord Chaitanya.
Malda, kuri kyla iš viešpaties
Chaitanya. Begging prayer.
Tai yra maldos malda.
Begging for bhakti prayer.
Tai yra maldauti bhakti.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
You should chant Hare Krishna like a person drowning in the ocean and crying out, help, help, help.
Va tai turite šauktis, kartodami Hare Krishna mantrą, kaip žmogus skęstantis vandenyne.
In that mood of crying for help, generally Krishna.
Šaukiantis pagalbos, va taip reikia kartoti Hare Krishna.
And the more you can be like a child crying for your mother, Krishna will come and bless you with prema bhakti.
Ir kuo labiau jausitės tokioje nuostatoje, kaip vaikas šaukiantis mamos, tuo daugiau Krishna atsišauks ir padovanos jums prema bhakti.
Next.
Dar kas nors?
Don't ask all at once, you know. Everybody satisfied?
You see what we mean?
Do you have any complaints about our Krishna consciousness process?
Gal kas nors turit nusiskundimų Krishna sąmonės praktika?
That there's something wrong with it. Do you have a complaint?
Gal turit kokį nusiskundimų, gal kažkas negerai?
You don't feel it's good enough there, we go. May not be a complaint, but anyway, let's see.
It's not a complaint, it's a
question. All right,
all right, good. Iš to pasakymo susidaro tokia nuomonė, kad galbūt geriau Krishna sąmonės pradėti biškį vėliau, palaukti, kol, taip sakant, praeistinti tie visi troškimai ir tada praktikuoti, taip sakant, 50-50.
He got an impression. He got an impression that it's better to wait till one becomes old enough after all this sexual attraction rides out. Like, for example, after 50 or 60 years, and then start Krishna consciousness.
An interesting question. There's a nice example given by Prabhupada. There was one king, Shah Jahan, right?
Vienas buvo karalius vardu Šah Džahanas.
He was told by his rabbinical advisor that sex desire never goes away.
Kuriam jo rabinas patarėjas pasakė, lytinis troškimas
even an old man.
Netgi senolis.
And he couldn't believe it.
Ir jis negalėjo patikėti to.
So his rabbinical advisor said, Your Majesty, you just wait.
Ir jo tas brangumas patrėjas pasakė.
And someday when I call you, you come and you bring your daughter along with you.
Vieną dieną aš tave pasikviesiu ir kai pakviesiu, tu ateik su savo gražuolė dukra.
So there was a dying man.
Taigi, vienas vyrukas jau ruošėsi palikti.
And so his king, along with his daughter, entered the room.
Taigi, ir štai jo tą priėmė jo mirties patalą, pasirodo karalius su dukra.
The dying man did not look at the king.
Ir tas mirštantis žmogus nežiūrėjo į karalių.
His eyes immediately went to the young daughter.
Jo akis iškart įsmigo tą gražuolę.
So in this way the king was convinced.
Ir va tai įtikino karalių.
So if you want to wait till you get old and sex desire dries up, you're not allowed.
Taigi, jeigu jūs norite palaukti, kol pasensite ir jūsų sekso troškimas išgaros, neleistina.
It's going to be there your whole life.
Gera žinia ta, tai niekada jūsų nepaliks.
But if you take the mercy of the spiritual master in Krishna,
bet jeigu gausite Krishnos ir dvasinio mokytojo malonę,
you can bring it under control where it doesn't bother you anymore.
Jūs galėsite pažaboti tai ir tai daugiau jūsų nebetrikdys.
You can subdue the angry serpent.
Jūs sugebėsite pažaboti tą piktą gyvatę.
Snake charmer.
Taigi, mums reikalingas gyvačių
kitės. It's like a snake. Sex desire is like a snake in your heart.
Lytinis troškimas tarsi gyvatė jūsų širdėje.
But the devotee becomes an expert snake charmer, you see.
Bet baktas tampa patyręs gyvačių kerėtojas.
He keeps the snake under control.
Ir jis sugeba pažaboti gyvatę.
Now Guru Mata will tell us some.
The question will be, who is going to see the old age? And Prabhupada says, what is old age means when he's about to die?
Taigi klausimas yra toksai, o kaip apibūdinti, kas yra senatvė? Šila Prabhupada atsakė taip, kad senatvė, tai reiškia, kad žmogus jau prie mirties lenkščio.
Is he sure that he's going to live or beyond 50 or 60?
Ir kas nors yra įsitikinęs 100%, kad sugebės sulaukti 50 ar 60.
And until then, is he going to waste his time?
Ir iki to laiko švaistyti beržiai savo laiką.
When his body will be not be able to function.
Kai jau kūnas nebesugebės normaliai funkcionuoti.
Prabhupada says, don't waste a single moment.
Prabhupada nurodė, nešvaistyk nė akimirkos.
Death can come at any minute.
Mirtis gali užklupti.
Who can say they're not old?
Taigi, kas gali pasakyti, kad jis
nesenas? Death means just old days means just on the verge of death.
Taigi, kas yra senatvė? Tai yra, reiškia, akimirka prieš mirtį.
So, who can say that we're not old?
Taigi, kas gali išdrįsti pasakyti, kad jau tuo nemirs?
We can die at any minute.
Mes kai visi galim bet kurią akimirką.
Even walking down the street?
Galim netgi čia.
It's like yesterday in Toronto, Canada, some crazy guy took his van, he drove down the sidewalk. He killed 10 people running over him in his van.
Kaip vakar Toronto vienas kvailys kažkoks su mikrovenu įvažiavo į pešiųjų šalyvedžių ir 10 žmonių sutraškė.
And the day before that, somebody went to a restaurant with a high-powered rifle and started killing people. The day before that.
O dar dieną prieš tai Amerikoje kitas šaunuolis su automatu ištaškė restoranų žmonės.
These things are happening every day. People are getting murdered. We don't know. We could be a victim too.
Negalvokit, kad tai nutinka tik Amerikoje.
When we are growing up, when we get 1 year, 2 year, what do we say? 2 years old, 3 years old, 4 years old.
Taigi, kai mes augame, kaip mes sakome angliškai reiškia 2 metų senumo, 3 metų senumo, 5 metų senumo.
1 year old, 2 years old, we're all old.
You are very wise in English. In the Finn it's not like that, but in English.
Oh, in English it's like that, not in your...
You're a very wise nation.
It's 1 year.
3 years.
Just year.
Just year. Yes.
Are we going to enlighten a Lithuanian? Next. Challenges, complaints, difficulties.
Iššūkiai, sunkumai.
Is anybody having a difficulty to be fixed in Krishna consciousness? We all have difficulties.
Pas mus visus pasitaiko problemėlių.
Do you have difficulties, Leila Shukha? Are you having difficulties to be Krishna conscious? Yeah, we all have difficulties. Remember the club. We all have difficulties. So the thing is, by taking shelter of these teachings of Srila Prabhupada, reading them, remembering them, discussing them, following them, broadcasting them, all difficulties will be conquered. Okay, next.
So, Gurudev, could you please one more time explain to me and to everybody here what is the importance of Shastra Chakshus and how we should do it and why?
Shastra Chakshus.
Yes,
yes.
And why we should do it and how should we do it? Pramusmokio galite paaiškinti, koks yra, kame svarbumas yra, reiškia, šastrik čekšus, tai kada mes viską matom šventraščio akimis. Ir kaip tai padaryti, ir kame to svarbumas.
What is the importance of seeing everything through the eyes of scripture?
Taigi, kodėl svarbu viską matyti šventraščio akimis?
The fact is that these eyes we have right now are material eyes.
Taigi, bėda ta, kad tos akis, kurias mes turime dabar, yra materialios.
They're covered by lust.
Jos dengia geismas,
anger,
pyktis,
madness,
beprotybė,
illusion,
iliuzija.
We can't, these eyes, the material eyes can't see things properly.
Dėl to materialios akis negali matyti visko taip, kaip jos.
But if we can see through the eyes of the scripture,
bet kai mes matome šventraščio akimis,
it's like some people where this girl has glasses, for example.
Kaip pavyzdžiui, šita mergina turi akinius.
So, scriptures are glasses.
Taigi, šventraščiai yra tarsi akiniai.
We put on our glasses that we can see things as they are.
Ir kai užsėdame akinius, tai galime viską labai aiškiai pamatyti.
So, you see, learn to see everything through the eyes of the scripture.
Taigi, mokykitės viską pamatyti iš šventraščio akimis.
So, how do you do that?
Kaip tai padaryti?
You hold the scripture up like this?
Ar tai reiškia, kad turite pasiimti šventraščius?
No, you read the books.
Ne, tai reiškia, kad skaitykite.
Prabhupada said, cram my purports. That means just cram them into your brain, you know. Stuff them into your brain. Cram means just like you and... It's like a trash can, you keep putting...
Prigrūsk savo smegenis mano komentarų.
It's full, but you keep putting more garbage, you keep cramming it.
Nepaisant, kad atrodo jau pilna, vis tiek kuri dar toliau grūsk.
So we have to cram these purports into our brains.
Tai va, tai mūsų tas smegenėlės turime prigrūsti šios Prabhupados komentarų.
Because the more you can see through these purports, the more you become blissful.
Nes kuo daugiau sugebėsite matyti pagal šilas Prabhupados komentarus, tuo labiau palaimingai būsite.
By seeing through the eyes of the scripture, you see things as they actually are.
Nes matydami šventraščio akimis, jūs pamatysite viską taip, kaip
our material eyes, our material mind cannot see things perfectly.
Nes mūsų materialios akis ir materialus protas negali viską matyti tinkamą šviesą.
But when you see through the scripture, then you become perfect in your vision.
Bet kai matote šventraščio akimis, jūsų regėjimas tampa tobulas. Čia jis buvo susitarę?
So, Srila Gurudev, the more we have information from Srila Prabhupada's books, the better for us to see.
That's right.
But we also may see that we may have a lot of information, but we don't know the technique. Or it seems like I could have a little less information, but if I know the technique, how to use that information, it seems to me more useful if I know the technique, how to do it.
That's why we have Guru and Vaishnavas.
Can I translate?
Yeah.
Gali atrodyti, kad mes, na, kaip mokytas sakė, mes turim kuo daugiau tos informacijos prigrūsti, kaip į tą šiukšlidėžį savo protus, ir tada mes galėsime ją panaudoti. Bet galime jos ir nepanaudoti, jeigu mes neturim technikos ir nežinom, kaip tai padaryti, kaip tą matymą turėti. Tai klausimas.
So the spiritual master is there, our senior devotees, you're like Siksha Gurus, you see.
Štai dėl to mes turime dvasinius mokytus, mes turime vyresnius bhaktus, Siksha mokytojus.
They're there to help us how to understand and practically apply these teachings.
Jie yra čia tam, kad padėtų mums suvokti ir kaip praktiškai pritaikyti tą žinojimą.
So I want you to take advantage of the spiritual master and senior devotees, you see, to learn from them how to practically apply these teachings.
teachings are there, technique is also there. How much are we going to take it? Like Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Tadhiti Pranipaten, and approach a bona fide spiritual master. So are you going to approach? Technique is there.
Taigi, ir technika čia yra, metodas yra, kaip Krishna sako Bhagavad Gita, kreipkis į dvasinį mokytoją.
Okay, well, our time is just about up now, so I'm going to go ahead and stop the lecture, and we have something here. We have my book, Truth Works.
Taigi, mes čia baigėme paskaitę, ir aš trumpai pasakysiu, mes turime knygą.
You know, Krishna Ganesh is true, because if you apply it as it is, it works for you. You actually realize God.
Taigi, šitas žinojimas iš tikrųjų veikia.
Plus, I have my CD, it's called Our Sweet Lord.
Taigi, mes taip pat turime, yra ir rusų kalba šitos knygos, jeigu kas negali skaityti angliškai, taip pat turime naują albumą, tai jis vadinasi man supramus viešpats.
We also have this in Russian language, Truth
taigi,
Works in Russian
ta knyga yra ir angliškai, rusiškai.
So I was a singer-songwriter before I joined the movement, so now I'm using that for Krishna also.
Prieš prisijungdamas prie judėjimo, aš kūrėjau dainas ir va, dabar panaudoju šitą talentą ir sudariau šitą albumą.
I wrote a song called The Peace Formula based on Krishna's Peace Formula in the Gita, Bhaktaram Jagatam.
Sukūriau dainą, kuri vadinasi taikos formulė, remiantis taikos formulė pateikta Bhagavad Gita.
This song was very much appreciated by President Obama, the President of the United States.
Ir šitą dainą labai gerai įvertino buvęs Amerikos prezidentas Obama.
So, anyway, it's available here for how much we get?
Nothing good.
Taigi, šitie diskai čia yra
prieinami.
Jeigu kas galit paukoti, 5 eurus.
In the books, how much? 5 euros? 10. Okay.
Ir knygos, jeigu kas galit paukoti, 10
eurų. And I'll also sign, give you a personal signature.
Ir aš kaip tik asmeniškai pasirašysiu kiekvieną iš
jų. So we thank you very much, Hare Krishna.
Labai ačiū Jums visiems.
Hare Krishna!